Deciding when the right time is to have children can be a little daunting, but this is a question that many young married couples are asking themselves. Bringing a child into the world requires a lot of forethought, and today on Family Matters, we'll be speaking about what thinking and planning around starting a family should involve. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. One of our listeners wrote in and asked this question: should we put off having kids and starting a family until we're more mature and established? My wife and I are in our late 20s. She's finishing her studies, and I'm working to get my new business off the ground. We're extremely busy, and to be honest, I'm not sure I'm ready to be a father at this point. Do you have any thoughts on starting a family later in life? When weighing this kind of decision, it's important to remember that children are not supposed to be a nuisance or a hindrance, but a blessing. Couples who are capable of bearing children should contemplate that possibility with enthusiasm and joy. The question of when to have kids is, of course, something the Bible doesn't directly address. Equally committed Christians have different ideas about the best way to approach this decision. We can't address all of the theological issues that come into this debate, but we can take a look at some of the reasons couples give for waiting to have kids. In the process, we can also try to point out why, in our opinion, most of these obstacles to childbearing aren't as insurmountable as they might seem at first glance. Here are just a few of the most common. I want to establish my career first. If this is your reason for waiting to start a family, you need to determine what your end game is. Exactly how far do you need to get in your career before you'll feel ready to have a child? What will you do if you don't reach your goal? I need to finish my education or get my degree before I can think about having a child. Yes, working toward a degree while caring for a child can have its challenges, but it's not impossible. There are a lot of people out there who have completed medical and law degrees and other graduate programs with children at home. I need to achieve financial security first. Financial stability is important, but what does that really mean in terms of having a child? Is it a matter of achieving a certain level of income, being debt-free, saving enough for a deposit on a house, establishing a nest egg? If so, how big? I need to be more mature before I can think about bringing a child into this world. Yes, prospective parents should take steps to deal with any personal issues that might impair their ability to create a safe and loving home. But if you're generally healthy and stable, just remember that 1. You'll never have kids if you wait to become the perfect person first. And 2. Parenthood actually contributes to personal maturity. Before you make up your minds to put off having kids, we'd recommend that you sit down as a couple and take an honest look at your underlying values and motives. Analyze your priorities. Do you care about money, success, or a big house more than you do about the blessing of children? Are you and your spouse in total agreement in this area? And are you aware that waiting may cost you something? Fertility declines with age, particularly after 35. As you and your wife start thinking and talking about having children, stay open to God's leading. Seek the support of mature believers who can pray for you and offer sound advice. If you think it would be helpful to discuss your question with a member of our staff, please feel free to call Focus on the Family's counseling department, where one of our trained counselors would be happy to listen and help. That number to call is 031-716-3300. You have to feel confident in your decision to start a family, and remember that children are a blessing from the Lord. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.